With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana Democrats formally introduced their bill today to continue Medicaid expansion in the state. However, it's unclear if it will win any support from the Republican majority. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In offering the so-called Keep Montana Healthy Act, Democrats say they will resist any significant changes to Medicaid expansion, which currently extends health coverage to around 95,000 low-income adults in the state. When expansion passed in the 2015 legislature, it was sponsored by a Republican, but the GOP is now calling for major changes to it. A competing Republican proposal to keep expansion going past its June sunset would require some recipients to perform a quota of work or other activities. However, Mary Cafaro, a Democrat from Helena, says that isn't an option.
What we have in front of us is the compromise bill.
Cafaro is carrying the Democrats' proposal, House Bill 425. Along with making Montana's Medicaid expansion permanent, it would increase fees on hospital beds and outpatient revenue to help pay for it. Cafaro says these fees raised by hospitals would amount to about $15 million a year. Some Medicaid recipients also pay premiums, amounting to nearly $7 million in the expansion's first 2 years. House Bill 425 also asked the legislature to appropriate $6 million to fund the state's Help Link Work Training Program. However, Republican Speaker of the House, Greg Hertz, says his party has its own plan.
Starting first and foremost with work requirements.
Hertz says Republicans will also push for Medicaid expansion enrollees to go through regular health and job assessments. Republicans say they will also ask for a person's assets to be considered in determining eligibility, beyond current guidelines focused on income. The majority is also considering whether to make the expansion permanent, as is called for by Democrats. Hertz says Republicans are interested in putting another sunset on the program. The House Speaker says there are some members of his own party that will likely oppose the continuation of the expansion program, and Democratic leaders say any Medicaid expansion proposal, including workforce requirements, is a non-starter with them. The future of the health care program for low-income adults remains up in the air. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.